Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, of course, I was doing pregame radio for the Commanders, and this is actually something cool. They've added an extra hour to the pregame show, which has been challenging, but I understand why, because, of course, the team is so much better than they have been in previous years. But now they have this thing where every week we're going to promo something at the concession stand. So two weeks ago, yeah, and they bring it down and they're like, hey, knock yourself out. Like, go nuts on these items because, of course, we want the fans to come out and enjoy these things. So 2 weeks ago, it was chicken tenders, which was incredible. So I'm eating tenders during the show. But yesterday, it was beer. They were having beer specials. So they brought down just one Bud Light product after another. And then they displayed them because we're in Legends Plaza at Northwest Stadium, which is just a gathering place for fans. And there's all sorts of food trucks. You can get drinks. There's a live band. So it's a really cool area before you go into the stadium. And so we have our little booth out there. And so you can see us, me and the guests, whoever it is. And we're sitting there doing the radio show. So people can come over, wave, take pictures, whatever. But as I'm there, they decide, you're about to talk about this beer. Let's line up the beer in front of you so people can see it. We can promote it. Well, because this looks like a little booth, I don't know how many people came over and tried to order beer during the show. Like, constantly.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I'd be talking, and you'd hear someone go, do you guys take cash? And I'd wave them off like, no. This way. Or someone would stand there, and they'd wait. And I'm like, you have to see I have headphones on. Like, you have to see I'm talking, and I'm looking at a computer. Or that there's a guest next to me. Didn't matter. Can I get a water? So it was great promotion, but also, I mean, then Raiders fans come over. I'll have a couple Bud Lights. Nope. So it was very funny yesterday. Great promotion, but also while I was doing the show, I'm waving off people like, this is not a place. This is not a concession stand. That was wild.
I mean, it could be.
It could,
bring
I mean,
this into your side hustle, Jenks. Like, that's the story of America.
I could
it
have.
Feels like. It's like, oh, you only have one job? Here's how you should be side hustling with your three jobs you could do from home. So tell the boss to be like, listen, you let me sell a few beers, and I get to keep half of the profits.
That's a good idea. Eh? Yeah, that's a good idea. Off book. You know what I mean? We're not going to pay taxes on this. I give you a little.
Yeah, it's cash.
Something in return.
Yeah,
say it's
cash,
straight cash
only.
Did I drink during the show? Yes, I did, on an empty stomach. And about halfway through this, Space Dust IPA, which is my favorite beer, I believe, my favorite IPA. I was like, dude, you got to finish this show. You got to cut yourself off right now. But a great day all around. Nothing like a beer before noon on an NFL Sunday when you're reading and talking on the radio and also waving off people who want beer as well. That's what football is all about.
Ah, well, as somebody who used to work at one of those, like, little carts that sold beer, I was a beer girl once.
Were you?
Drinking is half the job. So it actually makes you better at the job when you're a little buzz and a little bit more friendly.
Yeah.
So I don't think it hurts to drink a little bit. But I know when you're trying to remember, like, facts and figures and trying to, like, piece together logic for a radio segment,
yeah,
maybe it's not the easiest. But I don't know. Maybe it adds back in the fun category.
Yeah. I'm like, you guys told me to promo this, right? To enjoy it. I'm like, well, I'm just following
there
orders.
You go.
That's all I'm doing here. Okay. Well, this is the time of show. Time of show. Time of day during the show where
this
after
is the
every
time of show.
This is the time of show where we look at the stats and we decide who is worth a vote and we pick a winner of the weekend, buddy.
Here are your nominees for Monday MVP.
MVP! MVP! MVP!
All right. We got some great choices here. So I'm going to get things started here. And this may seem like a curveball, but I'm going for it. How about we start with Asia Wilson, center for the Aces?
Oh, we must stop meeting like this. I mean, come on, Asia. Four times.
What?
I've only been the commissioner for 5 years. Four times. MVP, back to back. And since 2020, when we were in the bubble and I handed you your first one, I've admired the way you've led with grace, humility, humor, and just one of the greatest players to ever be in this league, to ever play this game, a global icon, a global ambassador, not just for our game, all women's sports and all sports. So we are here to present you with the 2025 WNBA Kia Most Valuable Player.
Well, good for her. I know coming off a football Sunday or Saturday, people will focus on football, and which is totally legitimate. But what she's done here is do something that no one has ever done before in the league, which is become a four-time MVP. Before you had three-time MVPs, Cheryl Swoopes, Lisa Leslie, Lauren Jackson. So she's the only one who's ever done this. In the playoff win against the Storm, it was close. They won by a point. She had 38 points in that game, averaged more than 23 points, 19 points or 19 rebounds a game this season. And here's the thing. She is also the co-defensive player of the year in the league. So I know once Caitlin Clark sort of exited the season with her injury, a lot of casual fans sort of stepped back from the WNBA. But the entire time, Asia Wilson has been there, being one of the greats to ever play the game. So she is my Monday MVP.
Yeah, and after listening to that soundbite, like, she's obviously crying, right?
Yeah.
Like, at first, I'm like, is she laughing? But clearly, this award means a lot to her. And so you can hear the emotion, like, just caught up by, like, the Nat mic or whatever is, you know, recording that audio. But still, like, what a moment for her. And she has been absolutely dominant, and she deserves every bit of that WNBA MVP. All right, so for me, obviously, I'm going to the NFL. This is what I was watching yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I feel like the theme of the day was special teams. So I'm going to pull from that and like kind of point to one player who I feel like embodied that movement. Jordan Davis of the Eagles, big guy, game-winning touchdown, absolute electric factory if you're watching this game. The fact that he's 336 pounds and clocked it over 18 miles an hour running for this touchdown for a walk-off winner for his team to improve to 3-0 on the season. What a day from the Eagles big man.
All right. I'm going.
Oh. I thought we had a soundbite. Did we not? No.
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 Duh!
Just double D. That's all we need.
I guess my eyes are just saving me. But yeah, a great play by Jordan Davis.
All right, go ahead. Let's move on. I've got Isaiah Rodgers, defensive back, Vikings.
That's Fant. Lost the football. It's Rodgers again, off and running. Oh my goodness. He runs it back for a second touchdown today.
As you heard, two touchdowns. One was a pick six, and he also forced two fumbles, which one resulted in him returning it for a second touchdown scoop and score to help the Vikings to a 48-10 win over the Bengals.
I mean, he was baller yesterday. Denton, what are you thinking here, man?
I think that I should drop Jake Browning from my fantasy team. I picked him up and maybe Joe Burrow went down. I was like, you know, maybe this Jake Browning guy is going to put up some big numbers. And boy, he did for the other team. All right, I'm staying in that division. I'm going to give some love to the quarterback. They don't get enough love. I'm going Caleb Williams for his performance yesterday against the Dallas Cowboys.
So here are the Bears, a little flip to Swift, trying to get a flea flicker. It's way up there. Williams recovers, throws a seed, has a man, it is caught for a touchdown. Luther Burden's first in the league.
Williams goes for four touchdowns. There was a report prior to this game that the belief was that Caleb Williams was turning the corner mentally with Ben Johnson's offense. And thank God for him, he played the Dallas Cowboy defense because they let everybody walk all over him. And he did the same. He was awesome. Four touchdowns, just shy of 300 yards. By far the best game of his season to this date, and I would argue maybe the best game of his career. And the Bears get a big-time win over the Dallas Cowboys, the first under Ben Johnson.
Man, if you're a Bears fan, you got to be jacked about seeing that. I mean, again, Cowboys defense, but this is the first time he's looked like a guy who could just... I mean, that throw, I know that... First of all, the flea flicker from DeAndre Swift was something. Like, that was woo! But what a throw down. Not many quarterbacks in the NFL can make that throw down the field that he did. So, a lot of good choices here.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a chaotic weekend in the NFL. So, I feel like you could have picked a lot of players on special teams. So, if I could give this award to somebody, like, as a group... It would be the special teams guys because, granted, you know, they don't always get a ton of love, but, you know, if it's a team award, which is not for Monday MVP, it would be for the special teams guys.
Yeah, and I was reading about Isaiah Rodgers yesterday. Like, he was going to be my initial pick. I went back to Asia Wilson just because I figured somebody's going to pick Rodgers. He's just too good with what he did yesterday. But I was reading that Brian Flores was so excited, like he immediately went to the Vikings staff and said, we got to bring this kid in. Like he never has started in the NFL before, played last year with the Eagles. He's like, but he's really special. He's going to be awesome. I can't wait to put him in the secondary. And so he identified this guy as someone who was going to be great and only one game. But, you know, sometimes that instinct of what you see on tape is right.
Yeah, and sometimes guys just need to be on the field. You know, Sometimes there are guys who are playmakers who will make their presence known. It's almost like I was talking about, like, there are no small roles. There are only small actors. We all seen those movies where somebody absolutely steals the screen, you know, when they're on camera. And you're like, wow, that's not even a big part, but they were the star of the show. You know, that's what the special teams were. People were. It felt like yesterday in the NFL.
It was awesome. Jordan Davis, too, your pick, I have to say, was pretty amazing. To see a big guy like that move, that's what I couldn't believe. Okay, fine, you fought through a block and you blocked the field goal. But then to take off like that, I had to watch that two or three. There's nothing better than a big boy touchdown, and I had no idea he could move.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. Like, big guy touchdowns just feel not relatable, but it's like you root for them because you know they're not going to get that opportunity many times in their NFL career. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think his adrenaline was going. I guarantee you he's not running 18 miles an hour at practice. That had to be an adrenaline thing.
Oh, and knowing, like, there's the end zone in front of me and I'm going to get a touchdown and I'm just spread. Oh, man. And the crowd just losing its mind like that. You're absolutely right, man. We'll never see that again. Maybe from him because they're just so rare, so tough to do. Coming up next year on the show, football and even more football on this Monday as we look at tonight's showdown between the Lions and the Ravens. It is next on the Daily Tip, Hour 2 on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.